All right, Lisa, whenever you're ready.
Okay, we're going to call to order the February 13th, 2020 hearing of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission. In attendance today are Commissioners Lisa Keegan-Parcell, Helen Pillsbury, Kristen Hoffman, Alternate Sharon Cayley, and staff member Nicholas Armada. The first item on our agenda for a design review hearing is application 20.774AB, 1960 Beacon Street. At storefront, repaint brick below storefront windows. Okay, if you can just introduce yourself for the record, that would be great.
My name is Julian Bolger. I'm the owner of Cityside Tavern.
Okay, so do you want to just review your drawings with us and what your plan is?
So just, I mean, very simply, the color scheme that's there, I feel it doesn't work anymore for what we're trying to do. Obviously, my landlord did have some extensive work done in the parapet all the way around, replacing all panels. So this obviously this picture is dated. Mm-hmm. All these panels up top here, all the way around to the edge of my windows were all recast.
Right.
So there was a change in color. So my goal basically is to lighten the tone and to have some continuity between myself and East Boston Savings. So as you see, obviously the patio covers both the restaurant and the bank. So obviously two different color schemes between the two stores isn't really going to look that good.
Right.
So the color scheme's chosen basically just simply black, and I think it's like the color is called Cabot, and it's pretty much what Starbucks has around the corner, which is a continuation of the building. And that's it. Just kind of very, very simple, clean, crisp. So I think that what comes into play is just the brick down below here. Is
just this underside part and this part down here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, I'm pretty sure, I mean, that big brick has been painted for, I don't know how many years, 30, probably something years. I mean, it's been Cityside for 35 years this year.
Right. Now, this one also has the columns painted.
So I put two variations.
Okay.
And, again, personally, I think there's more definition in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it goes there. And while color scheme is very close to, there's a separation between, obviously, the building swings around onto Beacon Street.
Right.
And there's a staircase then up to the apartments above, and then they have the Starbucks. But the color scheme mirrors Starbucks, so I think,
Is this the color right here? That's the Starbucks
yes,
right now?
Okay. Yeah. So it can kind of continue that, but give it,
Because that's stone, right, that we let them put it. We really messed up on that Starbucks, but that is stone that's there, right?
It's
brick.
It's a stone.
It's not brick.
It's not.
I think it's a there's stone down, but they have stone down below, obviously, the bottom, up above it's essentially, I think it's kind of plaster.
I'm not sure that I'm clear, because this says at storefront, we paint with below storefront windows. So is this also including painting these columns as well?
This is one scenario, right? And the other one is not painting those columns.
So those columns, I believe, are made out of concrete, correct?
I believe so. Again, like I said, I've owned the restaurant
this
for...
This is just painting here and here.
I've owned the restaurant for 11 years, so it's always...
Yeah.
The facade has always been painted.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And there was an emergency application to repair the upper levels prior to me coming on to the district. Which I can believe Joe approved originally. So that's why they're currently painted the way they are. So the application would be just for under the windows. And is that brick under there? That's brick.
Looks like it.
And it looks like it. Then if Starbucks, then what might be like is it a granite?
It was whatever it was a pretty inappropriate material, I think, for what it ended up being. But
the way it is right now, it's pretty much... The color of Cityside is pretty much the same as the color of the East Boston savings back. It's kind of like one continuous facade colors.
Right. So he's saying paint, also paint East Boston.
Yes. So the East Boston had tried to match our color when they went in. They were only in there, I want to say, 2 years.
Right.
So again, the Octagon or the landlord, you know, we've spoken with East Boston about having the continuity. So the whole, I guess my point of view is, if you just look at this here, okay, you know, so our patio extends over their building, okay? So to separate it right here, you know, and leave it separate, it's just going to look, it's not going to look, you know, kind of uniform. And again, I think it's a much crisper, cleaner look with the same color scheme going, you know, around the building.
You know, the thing is, the guidelines really state that brick shouldn't be painted. I think that the city side was painted like before we've had the
glass. Yes, right. Yeah.
And so we probably allowed, I think we allowed East Boston Savings Bank. I cannot remember if they painted it or if like the restaurant prior to them painted, you know, I can't remember the exact order of that. But I think that was to allow that to match what was there on city side. But, you know, if you start getting into like all iterations of paint, I think that's exactly why there's guidelines for not painting a brick.
Again, but I mean, if the brick was, you know, I want to say, for a better word, pretty, which it's not, but it's bright, bright red brick. And so either way, it's not going to fit in with the rest of the, with the rest of the front.
And the district does allow for concrete to be painted. Obviously, this isn't concrete, but a lot of the walls surrounding are made from concrete. Something to think about.
There's a bit of a problem with that particular corner because the around 1952 Beacon Street, rather, there was, I can remember at least three different applications for a different look to a restaurant, and we saw the same address at least three different times for various things, including painting, and I can foresee having the same issue come up because the commercial establishments change pretty regularly in another 2 or 3 years. I mean, East Boston, I don't think bank has been there even a full 2 years.
Mm-hmm. So, well, again, they're there for the long term. God willing, I'm there for the long term. I have a 20-year.
Well, I know Cityside has been there for 30 years.
But I'm saying I have another 20 years. I have 19 years left on my lease. I intend, God willing, that I'm going to be there for the long term.
And so that was the problem.
And then
some of them are constrained
by what the regulations tell us to abide by.
And then you have this, like, mishmashy of...
Yeah.
We don't know. And then interior wall that became an exterior wall. Mm-hmm. And then light blue.
Yeah.
And then it.
There was also something about not painting the masonry.
You made a distinction between.
Right.
So you start getting about
concrete
mishmash.
Yeah.
Not masonry.
I was just talking about how we allowed East Boston, when it was the restaurant before that, to paint this portion of this brick wall when it was exposed. And then people who came in after wanted to remove it, or did we make them remove it? I don't remember what the case was there.
I don't think we made them remove it, no.
They wanted to? Because it's brick now.
I know it's brick now. I think it was muddled with the awning and a few other embellishments for that particular section.
I mean, hypothetically, we said, no, you can't paint it. Let's just let it wear away until you can see the brick again. I mean, that takes a significant period of time, right? Very like, that's
yeah.
right. That's not
yeah.
really a...
And as commissioners, you can make exceptions or one-offs. So even
right.
though the guidelines say you can't paint stone or brick, you can make one-time exceptions due to the odd circumstances surrounding this building.
Well, the majority of the brick along the other portion of Beacon on there is painted below those storefronts. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I'm just pointing out things that we should consider, is that it is, you know...
But that's painted a dark color.
Right, but...
Dark as in the first two...
But that's because we've always said, well, let's be consistent with Cityside.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what we've used as the model. Why do you want to paint it? Like, what's the perk of the new color?
I did a renovation on the interior of how it feels. But again, I'm not trying to be modern, but it's very dated. It doesn't have as clean, as crisp a look as it could have. And again, you know, while the lower level of the Starbucks is not ideal, you know, the fact that the parapet is black above there, it stands out. You can kind of see the detail in it, and to have some contrast, you know, with what's going on, it heightens the, you know, what's the detail in the parapet. So, you know, again, I mean.
Because you do lose, with all the same color, you lose a lot of that detailing in there.
Mm-hmm. But you're not completely changing the parapet.
No, the parapet would stay.
That was already
correct. But I'm looking to continue around the building. What is in front of essentially a Starbucks, you know? And again, the lighter color also, you know, down below ties into, you know, again, it's not a match, but the color of the brick above the building.
I didn't think about that. But on the other hand, a lighter color, when it starts to wear, it's going to show that darker color through.
But I maintain my locations. Again, it's in minimal.
But then, like, how many, you know, you can get them multiple ways.
I think we're going to have show through no matter what color we go, lighter or darker. New England and salt on the sidewalks is...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think our applicant is showing that they're a long-standing member of the Brighton community with a long-standing business who cares for his business and cares for the way that it presents itself in the neighborhood.
It's such a prominent gateway to
it
the
is, it is. And I do think there's a point that you do lose a lot of that detailing when everything is the same color like that. And maybe if we had the lighter, if he had the lighter accents, you would see some of that architectural detailing a little bit more.
So in that case, do you think it's better as well to the
I almost would set those aside. I almost feel like this would, the vertical elements and then the parapet would be the things that would get the emphasis, and then the other portions would kind of, you know, step back from the, that would be the contrast, just the bricks versus the other portions.
So these would stay the same, and it would be the segments in between that are
Yeah. Because I don't think the top portion is significant, because it's really just under where your signage is. It's really kind of just underneath these words.
The brick that's there.
It would almost, I think, make the windows stand out a little bit more, which is, I don't, not necessarily a terrible thing.
Mm-hmm. But you're proposing to end it like under that last window there. As opposed to, like, there's a whole sidewall here that's also painted.
It's brick.
Brown, that's brick.
Mm-hmm. This wall, she's
fine.
She's talking about this one.
Right.
Yeah, that wall.
So you're proposing just to leave that?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I mean, again, listen, if you think that color, I mean, again, I think it would look good as long as the column obviously stays black.
I'd probably, there's no need to call attention to that wall specifically, so I don't think I would change the color of that. I mean, I think this is a business district. This is not, you know, one of the residences that's looking to paint really like the historic masonry elements to it. I think this is an appropriate application of that, of, you know, the rule where we can... Because this masonry is going to be painted. no matter what. It's either going to be this paint or a new paint, but it's not going to go back to the natural brick look. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing really for me that says that it would be egregious to repaint those specific portions, as long as both Cityside and the bank were both on the same page about it. My issue would be if only one of them was doing it and then you don't have any continuity. But if it's really going this whole portion to the end of 1952.
So are you speaking for them, saying that they're willing to have that there for some?
Which, again, I'd asked, you know, I'd spoken to the
landlord. You're the owner of the business, not of the building.
Correct. So correct. But I've spoken to, I showed this to my landlord. I said, listen, I mean, I told him what the scenario was. Either it stays the same, what I feel is kind of, a, you know, an uglier color, you know, or we go more along the lines of what's happening at Starbucks and make it a bit more continuous. And he has spoken to the bank about it. So it's it is an all or one, all or none play, like, you know.
So we'd almost need to add a proviso that Eastern Savings Bank also put in an application to, or that the owner of the buildings itself put in an application to do that, right? How would we?
Yeah, we can't make them put in an application,
right?
But we can. You can make the approval contingent on
yes.
That both yours are done simultaneously.
Well, yeah, our future requests all have to be in a particular color or what have you. So we won't even have to have this conversation. We just go through to administrative.
Right, but I don't want Cityside to do it without Eastern.
Right, we need, they need to like kind of get on board and actually either make an application, because right now the application is only for under Cityside. The application isn't for under
right.
East Boston Savings Bank. So the proviso would have to be for them to.
That the approval of this was contingent on
that. For them to do
them
an application which could just get staff approval, it wouldn't need to
come in front of us.
It wouldn't need to come in front of us because.
Yep.
But technically, right now, the East Boston Savings Bank is not part of the application.
Is it 1960? It's for 1960 Beacon Street. That's the application.
And that's 58.
Right. Okay.
That's 58.
Yeah.
So it's only 1960 Beacon right now.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, we can make the provisos that, you know, Eastern Savings Bank has the same color should they apply, or when they apply.
But we also want them to apply. We want to do the whole thing at once.
No. I guess my point is, could you not just put a proviso in my application going approved as, you know, approved under the understanding that both 1952 and 1960 Beacon Street painting is done simultaneously, you know, at the same time.
Sure.
So if they don't do it, he doesn't do it.
Exactly.
Right.
It's a one. It's you know.
Yes, we can do
right.
that.
But do they need to also put in an application?
Eastern Savings Bank?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
Yep.
But that could just go to staff and not have to come in front of the commission.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So there would be that one other step.
No problem.
Like, they would have to do that.
Again, I'll have
and the sample's already going to have to go to staff.
Correct.
Like, that's going to be part of the paint sample. The color sample is going to have to be.
Right.
Although we don't generally have approval over color selection.
Well, you know, in some of the, I think in a case like this where it's not part of the kind of like an exception to the guidelines. I think
right.
if someone just painted the clavards on their house, we don't have jurisdiction over. But I think where masonry is, where we're doing an exception for painting masonry, then I think staff review of color. I mean, I think we're looking at something that.
Well, I think the colors,
you know,
the colors are listed there, but I think it's again, it's obviously it's black and it's color is Cabot, is the color I think, and it's it has a should have a code there. But I believe so. It's in there somewhere, right?
I'm sorry, it's somewhere.
So it's this, we were talking about this color here.
Sand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sand. The hello sign is color sand.
It says sand. Oh, no.
That should be fine.
It says sand.
Yeah, because the actual color is Benjamin Moore Cabot is the actual. I thought
actual,
he put the
actual
he put this on the drawing for some reason.
We could make the final approve on this specific color just to add.
Yeah, I think that's fine. So how would you specifically word that contingency?
So approve with provisos that A, the paint color submitted to staff for final approval, and B, when Eastern Savings Bank submits an application, it must be the color that's approved today.
And
for city cafe.
And contingent upon the simultaneous painting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I just get clarification?
Yeah.
Which of these are we actually talking about right now? Like, which is it including painting above here, or is it not including?
Yes, it's including that. It's literally the front of everything that's seen.
Because that's the entire front of Cityside right there.
So even though this is below the store windows, it actually is also
above,
including
yeah.
this segment below the above the window, below the parapet.
Right.
Below the cornice. Which that would only be on Cityside, because East Boston seems like they don't have a
Well, I would keep the line would be continued underneath
the
awning, but it would be visible from standing underneath the awning.
Because that's what's in there. But so that same architectural element is
would
there
carry all the way across
and
yes.
go, and would go all the way across.
There's the color for you. It's not like
right.
too bright or
no, it's
light
probably
or
pretty yeah. good color to go with that. I do want a clarification of because I had heard you say they wouldn't do that piece there.
No, I think they'll do it up until the blue awnings.
Well, I'll carry it underneath.
Section of
so
it,
the,
yeah.
the awning.
You'll go underneath
if you stand
the awning
underneath
too.
The awning, you'll see it, so okay. it'll continue all the way.
And
across.
I think that's the right thing mm-hmm. to do because the awning might not always be there.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, that's I agree true. With that.
I mean, I'm shocked you approved the awning in the first place. But I mean, I think I don't know. I think, like I said, the continuity. I think for the way it is what's needed. Otherwise, I think it's just very disjointed, especially the fact that it wraps around the whole building, you know? If there was more separation between them, I'd say, okay, hey, they could look different, but the fact that it covers right at that intersection in Cleveland Circle where it's highly visible, you know, I think it's good to have the continuity.
So the vertical would stay dark, and the color. This is already, like the color that is what would stay. The mm-hmm. the power of that.
Well, the color right now that's on it is a
brown.
It's a dark brown.
Right. And which you just painted.
I just painted
so,
because
so that would stay.
Well, no, the color would go to black.
Oh, you're saying that would go to black.
Yes.
Did you understand that?
No, I did not understand that.
Wait. Which color?
So you
already painted this, didn't you?
I painted, well, again.
Okay, I mean.
I painted it to, so all of this was clear up until 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Brown down below, concrete up on top.
So
I just remodeled the restaurant inside, and we opened February 1st.
Right.
That's part of the emergency repair, so.
Mm-hmm. What is?
The black, you said.
But it's painted brown right now.
It's painted brown right now.
It matches East Boston Savings Bank right now.
Correct. Okay, right, and that's the way it's staying.
The plan is to paint all of this all the way around.
That's not what the application is only for painting below
this
the
is,
storefront
so
windows.
So we talked about this. So the painting of these panels and these columns were part of your emergency application to repair this and to restore it to the original condition. So we're not talking about that right now. Essentially, that emergency repair gave you the approval to do that. So I thought you were in a hurry to get this painted and opened.
Well, no, which I did. So, but there was at that point in time. I'm not going to paint, like I said to you, I said, I'm just going to put it back to what it was originally, which
right.
I did. That's
right.
What it is. You said, listen, hey, you can paint this,
correct.
This, you just can't touch the brick
correct.
Below.
Right.
I said, I'm
going to
leave it status quo, I'll just get it back, and I'll come in front of
yes.
you and request what I'm requesting. So the request is basically that the parapet all the way around matches what's at the Starbucks, which is black. Parapet above the Starbucks.
Now I understand what you're saying about the Starbucks.
So the Starbucks is black, and then they have pretty much the same color Cabot below the Starbucks.
Where's the Starbucks?
It's right around the corner. It's the next thing after East Boston, but you're going around that.
After East Boston.
Yeah. The first thing is kind of fully on Beacon Street because East Boston City is that kind of wrapped.
Yes, around
and Starbucks is the first thing that's fully on Beacon Street.
Correct.
Is all of the parapet there black, that whole stretch?
I believe so. Let's see. But I think I think there's some signage up there. But
when we spoke, you wanted to make this everything the same color, right? Because you wanted to match the design around Starbucks.
Correct.
And painting it to whatever Starbucks is or that color is bringing it back to its original condition prior to the emergency repair.
So it's Amalia's. So this is all black here. Amalia's, the GNC, and then the Starbucks here.
Yep.
And then it's right when you get around this corner, right around here after Starbucks, that you start to...
Oh, around the corner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So from here it goes black and then it goes to brown on the edge here. Do you see where it transitions? Mm-hmm. Black on this side, brown on this side. And that whole stretch is black there.
So what? Right now, it was returned to its original condition because it was brown.
Correct.
And the panels and the brick below. So when the new panels were put in, they were painted brown, which matched what they were before, and which matches what East Boston Savings Bank is now.
Right.
But I think what's not actually stated in the application is that this is also an application to paint that's black.
So it's not. The application, let me be clear, is for the painting of the brick, right? So that's what we're talking about right now. We're talking about painting or not painting the brick. So the parapet walls right here, it's not part of the application.
So he needs to come back with an application for that.
Or was that part of the emergency?
Or he could do that as part of the emergency. It was painting.
Right.
As part of the emergency.
Correct. Right. So he had come in for everything to do his due diligence. Uh-huh. I told him that because of the emergency repair work, this is going to, he could paint this to bring it back to the original condition, to whatever the color it was. Right. So now we're only talking about painting the brick.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then, so, and the thing is, what we don't have any application at all for East Boston Savings Bank.
No.
So East Boston Savings Bank can make an application no matter what.
Correct.
So they can make an application for both the parapet and the brick.
Sure.
He can paint his parapet black as part of his emergency application.
Correct.
And he can, if we approve, he can paint his brick.
Correct.
The sand color.
Yes.
But then... kind of make that whole thing contingent on East Boston putting their application in to paint their parapet black and their brick sand, and then everything will be uniform.
Exactly.
All right. Because I kept looking at this and thinking, this looks black. This doesn't look
brown.
The
only funny part is that Starbucks has all of their vertical elements would be that sand color. And then GNC and Amalia's, everything is the dark color.
Well,
Do you know what I'm saying? I just want to point out what those options are there.
Again, I understand that. While I do like the Starbucks color scheme, I thought the black columns really kind of define the columns and the parapet above, and that was the reason, I did it that way.
I don't know that, I'm not sure that would bother me for these to be and Starbucks. Starbucks is a whole kind of rebuilt. Mm-hmm. Facade.
It's a different feel than the other ones.
Its columns aren't even the same because they don't come down all the way that whole facade was restructured or rebuilt. So in terms of that, I think we should look at this segment, City Side and East Boston, and say what's the best scenario for this segment with these dividers here.
And I think...
because they're different than the Starbucks.
Right.
And then the GNC and Honest are different also.
Right.
So it's not like that. That's not going to be completely uniform down there anyway.
Right. Right. Right.
And there is a way in which this... like these come up and are part of the panel.
Yeah,
there.
I think so too.
And to cut it off, it actually could be choppy.
Yeah, I thought so too. Right. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion. All right, I'll make a motion to accept the proposal to paint the brickwork, the sand color.
Cabot.
And to recognize that the applicant has the right to paint the parapet black under his emergency application, mm-hmm. but that... So he has the right to do that no matter what. No, he doesn't. Does he? Can he paint that any color in his emergency application?
I'd have to pull the application and see what it was.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Yeah. So, but that it's content. But that the with the proviso that East Boston Savings Bank submit an application to paint the parapet black, matching the black that he would use,
and
to paint the parapet and columns black. Yes, and the parapet and columns black, matching the paint for Cityside. And the brick, both below the windows and above the windows under the awning, the sand color matching mm-hmm. Cityside, and that both that the work can proceed in conjunction with each other at the same time, mm-hmm. simultaneously.
Okay.
Yeah. I do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. So do we have any? We don't have any comment because nobody's here, so I won't ask about that. So Helen,
yes.
I will say yes. Kristen and Sharon?
Yes.
So we have unanimously voted to approve with provisos application 20.774AB, 1960 Beacon Street.
All right. You're all set.
Okay.
All right. Great.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. So I'm going to speak with East Boston. I'll go through the application with them just saying, hey, I'm going to end up doing the painting. It'll all be done the same one day, 2 days, weather permitting,
right.
You know, simultaneously, so the whole storefront will look, you know,
right.
pristine right. at the same time. Yeah.
And get me the exact sand,
color, the cabinet
sample.
Yeah. Yeah. No problem. Put that in the yeah. thing.
Yeah.
Staff review yeah. of that, well,
the color area. Sample.
We didn't include that in our vote.
Benjamin Moore, yeah. Cabot.
Okay. That's fine. I figured I wouldn't be able to find parking quick enough, so I took an Uber down, but I actually had the samples in my car. Mm-hmm. But I'll drop off samples
okay.
with their application.
Sure.
If that can be done in-house, then
yep.
tell me when we're good to go.
Yep.
First clear day, we'll get it cleaned up.
Yep.
Okay.
Wonderful. Good.
Great. Thank you so much.
Cool. Thank you
have
for
a good afternoon.
Do you want me to leave full size?
Just leave those.
Yeah.
If you could just take that. And I'll take one of those. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Sorry.
Thank
you. Wait, do you want to keep that number?
All right.
Okay.
Minutes.
We'll move on to the ratification of the January 9th, 2020 public hearing minutes. I'll give a minute to the commissioners to look over. Thank you.
Thank you.
The hearing minutes.
Yep. We covered that quite thoroughly.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. I can make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
And Helen?
Yes.
And Kirsten?
Yes.
And Sharon?
Yes.
So we've unanimously voted to ratify the January 9th, 2020 public hearing minutes. Staff updates?
The City Council has acknowledged that they have the reappointments and new appointments. They have yet to vote. And if anyone's looking to push it along, by all means, contact Michelle Wu's office.
Okay.
If any of your, if the community is getting frustrated, they have to contact Michelle Wu with her. So that's that. Yeah.
What about the applicant that pulled out from today? Are there
Selkirk?
Yeah.
Any so, necessary updates?
They're calling me on a weekly basis asking if there are new commissioners, and I tell them no. And I tell them the same exact thing that I told you.
Okay.
They have to contact Michelle Wu. I don't have any information on it. It's not wise for staff to
get
intervene
involved.
With City Council.
Right.
They're really, yeah, so...
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any additional staff updates?
That would be it.
Okay. Any commissioner comments or questions that need to be on record?
Not for the meeting.
Helen?
I just want, and I'm sorry, my phone is...
I was going to bring up one thing. The bank on that brick wall has put up a large sign about like a 24-hour ATM, like a very large one. So
is that so?
Yeah. So okay. We should look at that.
So we did an application for the bank signage, though, right?
Yes. Okay. That was not part of it. I did take a look at it. It looks like it's installed in the joints in the brick, so I don't think removing it should be an issue. I'm just saying, I don't think removing it should be any big issue, but...
The chain banks have a tendency of doing things like that.
Yeah.
We have this same problem in every single other district, so I'll look into it. Helen, if you don't mind maybe taking a picture of it.
I can do it, too. I can go on my way home tonight.
Okay.
We live next door to each other,
so perfect.
We're...
Yeah.
You know, they also did... The East Boston Savings Bank also did... a renovation at Washington Street and Commonwealth Avenue. I need to take photos of that because it looks different than I remember us approving, but maybe my recollection of what we approved.
Is that where the convenience store was? The convenience store that used to be there on that corner?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
On Washington Street?
Right,
yeah.
It's just the whole window and the whole front facade is more fully renovated than I remembered approving, but my recollection of it could be wrong. I'm sorry, I haven't taking a photo of it yet. That's a little out of my normal range for what industrial.
I can look if just grab me an address, and if you have some pictures, I'll pull the files.
Yeah, and I just want to, I'm sorry, my phone is not the greatest. It's small, it's a little not working greatly, but I do want to mention one other thing, and this it's kind of, I don't even know what category to put this under, because it may not even be in this scenario again. But at the corner, just across the city side where there used to be a bank, there's a business that's going to be going in there called
the mattress one?
A super mattress superstore or something. And they've been working on that for a long time. And I believe that we allowed them, like, without knowing what was behind that false facade that was there.
Yeah.
You know, we'd approved them to like redo that and completely make new windows and whatnot. And now they've removed the original facade, and you can see that all that original detail is there. And, you know...
I thought we were told there was nothing under there.
Yeah, see, the whole original, everything is there. And I'm sorry, I can email these so that you can see them better. But the original windows...
What's the address?
This will be 19... If City Side is 1960, this will be like 1968 or something like that. It was Citizens Bank. But all of the original window openings, there's that ornamental, garland detail above the windows, and you know I guess I'm saying this is kind of, we may not have this kind of situation again because there may not be the other commercial properties, you know, being renovated like that, but that we maybe should have been more.
Wasn't staff supposed to go and see what was that like? Didn't we? I think we must have had a thing that there was going to be some checking of what was underneath it.
Right, and I don't
know.
Do you remember
that? Specifically discussing that, because we were either told that there was absolutely nothing underneath it, or...
Right.
But I think we always put in the provisos that staff needs to look to see, and that's absolutely...
And, I mean, these are large... The thing is, these are still large window openings here that would give a commercial business a good window to... For the be able to
well, they were the ones that wanted to do like the ground. They wanted to do the full height windows all the way from the sidewalk.
But we allowed some kind of large windows, and I almost wonder about structurally removing. You know,
so we're talking about.
It might be 1968.
This building,
yes, and that's what used to be there. That false front was there, and they told us either the original wasn't behind, or they couldn't see what was behind. And now that they've removed what's behind, did you get to look?
Yes,
at this?
I saw that.
That all of the original facade is there. The original window openings, the original door.
Of course, it is. So I need to look at the approval.
Yeah.
I might be able to if. The way depending on the way the approval is, I might be able to issue a stop work order.
Right.
But if it's just a general approval that says you can do this because the original details are gone, we might be out of luck.
Yeah.
But I can pull the application and I will follow up.
They move very slowly on that on that project. That has to be from 2 years ago at least.
Yeah, it was, and I thought it was kind of an odd location for that kind of business. But that's a separate issue.
It was, but I know in situations like this, we always say something that you like. We need staff to check what's underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I hope I can save that.
Yeah.
I'll look into it, and I'll get. It'll be the first thing I do tomorrow. Darn. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed because that would be a nice improvement if we can restore that. What are they going to put there? Just
the big plate windows, because
they wanted to do huge ones, and we said no.
It's going
to
be a mattress store.
Why does that need giant windows?
You're like, because it's a mattress store, you need the giant windows. Like,
yeah, it's funny that it's funny that you asked that, because Feng Shui, yeah. Sushi and Dumplings, mm-hmm. they're proposing changes to that storefront. Oh, and I had told them that I want to see what's underneath that fiberglass.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because it looks like, based on the sides, there is some Art Deco detail there. So
I think we absolutely would have said something about what was behind it.
I'll look that up. And I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, we never accept that it's utterly destroyed underneath.
Or we never accept when we ask what's underneath it and they say nothing. We always make sure that staff is going to confirm that.
All right. Was that with Joe or Eric?
Probably Joe.
Okay.
Probably Joe.
I think that probably was... Do you know the name Lissa?
Lissa Schwab?
It wasn't all the way back then, was it?
This is from a while ago. Okay. I could look back and
it's a long time.
See if I could find anything in my email or when that was. It's been moving very slowly. It's from at least 2 years ago. That would be 2 years ago. Would be Eric, but it.
Yeah. From what I know about Lissa's work, she was very thorough with those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she was great on detail.
Yeah. So we'll look into it, and I'll send you guys an email in the morning.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
And Helen?
Yes.
And Kirsten?
Yes.
And Sharon?
Yes.
Okay, we have officially adjourned the February 13th, 2020 hearing of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission.